Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing attract your ex by doing these things. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing attract your ex by doing these things. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you might be wondering, are there certain things you can do to try and give you an edge, to try to enable you to re-attract your ex? And in today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you four pieces of advice of how I believe you can increase your chances of attracting your ex. So let's get straight into it. And number one is never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. So for those of you who have listened to my podcast for a while, you will understand that I believe in what I like to call my version of a no contact rule. So the no contact rule is something that lots of people suggest you implement if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of a no contact rule. There are a few exceptions to the rule, and a couple of those will actually be mentioned towards the end of today's podcast. So just make sure you listen to all four pieces of advice that I'm giving you today so that you make sure that you understand fully the concept that I'm putting to you. So now let's get into point number two, and that is to get a fresh look. Now, this doesn't mean anything drastic. If you are somebody who has long hair, I don't suggest that you shave it all off. If you are somebody who has never had a tattoo, I don't suggest that you now go and get 10 tattoos. You know, I'm just saying, have a fresh look. Make sure that you look new. Make sure that you're looking your best. Make sure you're looking sharp, okay? So whatever your normal style is, just freshen it up. Freshen it up by going to the hairdressers or the barbers. Maybe get some new makeup if that's what you wear. Get a new outfit or buy some new clothes. If you are somebody who can afford to do that at this moment in time, you know, that's always a great way to make yourself feel new and fresh, is to get yourself some new clothes and just generally make yourself look and feel like you're the best you can be. As I said, don't do anything too drastic. When you're going for a breakup, you can feel a lot of crazy emotions, and before you know it, you can make decisions which aren't necessarily done with all of your thought put into it. You know, when you're going for a breakup, you can make drastic decisions which sometimes you may regret. So I do suggest that you don't do anything too drastic when getting a fresh look. Stick to what you normally do, but just do it better. That's probably the best way I can describe it. So point number three, do something positive that is out of your comfort zone. So this could be a whole range of things, okay? And everybody's got their own thoughts of what they believe something positive might be, you know, and it can be something that you've always considered doing, but just never thought you had the confidence to. So it could be maybe you want to go traveling, or maybe you want to go on a holiday somewhere. Maybe you want to do something that's good for the community. Maybe you want to help out a local charity. Maybe you want to do something, you know, it's just making yourself feel a little bit out of your comfort zone, but it's positive. It could be joining a club, a group, a class. Again, these are things that I often mention in my podcasts, but it's always great to go through self-improvement and learn new skills. But as I've just mentioned, it could be something kind of different to that. It could be helping people out in your community, helping a charity. It could be doing something which is in regards to a goal that you have. You know, maybe you've got like a bucket list or aims of things you want to do by a certain age. And it could be something to do with that. As I gave the example of traveling somewhere, going on holiday, if it's not going to be too long a trip, you know, just something that you've kind of wondered about, but just never really have a bottle to do or just never had the drive to do. Just think about doing it, make plans for it and actually go and achieve it. Okay, because this will give you a self-esteem boost, it will help you mix with new people, it will help you see life from a different perspective, and all in all, it will make you feel better as a person, and also other people will see you as higher value for doing these kind of things, for putting yourself out there, for increasing the positivity you're putting into the world. You know, if you go down that route, then it does shine on you as well. So it's great advice to try to do something positive. And if it's out of your comfort zone, you're going to be increasing your own self-esteem as well. So now point number four, the final point of today's podcast, and that is to showcase these things on social media or in person to your ex if you have to meet them because you have children together or you work together or for some other reason like that. And as I said earlier on, there are exceptions to the rule about my version of a no contact rule, which is never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And a couple of those exceptions to the rule are if you work together or if you have children together, because it goes without saying, if you have children together, you are going to have to contact your ex to discuss your children. And you're also going to have to see them in person, no doubt, to collect your children and to take them back or vice versa. So there's going to be that kind of contact. Additionally, as I just said, if you work together or maybe even if you live together or some other kind of situation that you have to be in the presence of your ex, then you are going to be seeing them. So you can use this to your advantage if you're trying to reattract your ex, because if you're going through these suggestions that I've made, that you can actually showcase them in person to your ex without them realizing that it's kind of for their benefit. You know, you don't want to be making it obvious that it's for their benefit. You know, you want to be just showcasing it in a passive way. You know, don't make a big deal about it, don't mention it, don't talk to your ex and say, okay, you know, you might have noticed I've got a new haircut. You know, you don't want to be doing that. You just want to be going and seeing them and they will notice this kind of thing. You will probably also go through some casual conversation and maybe that's where you'd mention, oh yeah, you know, I'm helping out this charity. Or, yeah, I'm busy at the moment, I'm planning this holiday that I'm going on. Or, yeah, I'm really busy on Mondays now because I go to this class that I've joined. You know, that is how things can be casually mentioned. So you might be thinking, well, you know, I don't have that connection with my ex. How on earth can I get this across to them? Well, this is where social media really comes in handy, and that is to post these type of things about your life on social media, your photos, mentioning new things that you're going to be doing. And anything you put on social media, it needs to be, again, restrained to the fact that you don't want to be making it obvious that it's for your ex's benefit. So don't go 0-60 on social media. If you don't post very often, then you don't want to post too often all of a sudden. Just casually and very slowly gain the amount of stuff that you're posting, make it look natural, and make sure that anybody who sees your social media will understand that you are progressing as a person and that you're looking better and that you're achieving new things. So if your ex is still connected to you on social media, they will obviously see it, and that is how it will passively get to them, because if they're connected to you, they will notice your statuses and your posts. But even if they're not connected to you anymore, your ex will still get to hear about this, because you are likely to have friends and family who are mutual friends, okay? And you're going to have people on your social media, no doubt, that know your ex. And therefore, things will start to drip feed back to your ex that you are doing. You don't have to be telling them directly, it doesn't matter if they're not connected with you on social media anymore. The likelihood is somebody who is connected to you will also be connected to them. And through casual conversation, it is likely to happen that things will passively get back to your ex. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you've taken on board these four tips of how you can try to reattract your ex, how you can try to really push forward the fact that you are a better person than they remembered, in how you look, and also in how you act and how you behave. All of these things will increase the chances of your ex really becoming intrigued about you and hopefully starting to miss you, and may eventually end up with them reaching out to you in an unnecessary way that's not to do with any children, not to do with work, not to do with anything else, but just wanting to hear from you. And if they reach out to you, that is when you know that my version of no contact rule has worked, and then you can start to rebuild your connection on a better, new, stronger foundation. So make sure you stay positive, and I'll drop another podcast soon.